The scientific and legal definition of a vaccine is that it must prevent the disease and its transmission. The mRNA gene therapy does neither. FDA betrayed gold standard science and American trust.
I'm trying to decide if I and my children should take the COVID shot. Some from the medical establishment, pharmaceutical industry, special interest groups, government agencies, and even state governors say yes, but many others say no. And some doctors who had negative comments about the shot flip-flopped when they became FDA and CDC employees. And even more confusing is, quote, shared clinical decision-making, end quote, for many children, meaning the vaccine is available and recommended after a discussion with a provider, not just for those with specific health conditions. The vaccine is definitively on the overall recommended schedule for children greater than 6 months old. Will my doctor's opinion for my children be unencumbered from financial gain? Can you shed some light on this dilemma?
So, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the linchpin of the pandemic, said on July 12, 2022, quote, "These vaccines do not protect overly well against infection." And on January 11, 2023, he conceded that SARS-CoV-2 and other respiratory viruses, quote, "have not to date been effectively controlled by licensed or experimental vaccines." Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force said on July 16, 2022, quote, "I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection." On January 19, 2024, Pfizer admitted in federal court that its COVID-19 gene therapies, commonly marketed as vaccines, were never approved by the FDA. Dr. Robert Redfield, former director of CDC and advisor to Operation Warp Speed, testified to the Senate on July 17, 2024, and said, quote, "The FDA pushed a false, safe, and effective COVID vaccine narrative. They don't prevent infection, they do have side effects." And on October 31, 2025, he said, quote, "I'm not an advocate anymore for the mRNA vaccines. Vaccine makers should be sued. The spike protein is a significant immunotoxic protein that cannot be detoxified by the body." CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices in October 2024 concluded, quote, "The long-term efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines was statistically negative for adults 18 to 64 years old." Senator Ron Johnson, chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, opened the hearing on May 21, 2025 with, quote, "The corruption of science and federal health agencies, how health officials downplayed and hid myocarditis and other adverse events associated with the COVID-19 vaccines." And HHS Secretary Kennedy said on August 5, 2025, quote, "After reviewing the science and consulting top experts at NIH and FDA, HHS BARDA has determined that mRNA technology poses more risk than benefits in humans for these respiratory viruses." 3 days later, he canceled $500 million worth of mRNA contracts, arguing the mRNA vaccines are not effective and not as safe as alternatives. But on August 28th, he said, quote, "Keep vaccines available for those who want them."
So let me see if I got this right. They say the COVID shot is not effective, it doesn't prevent disease or transmission, and it's not safe, according to many, including HHS Secretary Kennedy and thousands of peer-reviewed published medical papers. But if you want it, you can have it. Does that about summarize it?
Well, because of President Trump's Restoring Gold Standard Science executive order binding within 30 days, I'm convinced that he will adhere to the scientific and legal definition of a vaccine, as defined by CDC, FDA, NIH, NIAID, NCI, U.S. Patent Office, and Ninth Circuit Court, A vaccine must prevent the disease and prevent its transmission. The mRNA gene therapy injection does neither, a salient fact arbitrarily and capriciously ignored by FDA's Drs. Prasad and Makary, thus defying President Trump's executive order, the Ninth Circuit's ruling, agencies and institutes, and thereby putting 100 to 200 million Americans at risk. Regardless of age, the COVID shots will not help anyone with other risk factors because it will not prevent them from getting COVID, nor will it prevent them from transmitting COVID. The harm from these shots is real, and the shots cannot be justified given the low fatality rate of COVID. This gene therapy must have different guidance and thresholds for market approval. Since COVID-19 injections are not vaccines, the precedent set by Jacobson versus Massachusetts, allowing the states to compel vaccination, would not apply. Instead, the Supreme Court's ruling in Cruzon versus Director, Missouri Department of Health, which protects an individual's right to refuse medical treatment based on the liberty component of the 14th Amendment and its correlative Fifth Amendment, would control. Hence, the federal government lacks a basis to mandate COVID-19 injections for federal employment or service, and the entire childhood vaccine schedule that requires childhood COVID-19 injections to meet school requirements violates the right to refuse medical treatment recognized in Cruzon.
So it sounds like President Trump needs to step in. The COVID shot is a gene therapy, not a vaccine. It doesn't work. It doesn't prevent disease or transmission, so it will not benefit anyone with risk factors. And it's not safe, according to many, including HHS Secretary Kennedy and thousands of peer-reviewed published medical papers. The Supreme Court ruling on Cruzon will protect children. It should be removed from the market. Dear President Trump, the COVID shot defies your executive order of gold standard science that demands appropriate scientific methods without conflicts of interest or scientific misconduct so that our government agencies follow science that is highly reliable and truthful and available to the public. The fear-mongering that occurred over the last 5 years must be overcome with a public campaign of truthful information. Mr. President, you said that your life was saved by God for a righteous purpose, and in this case, for saving millions of lives. Please intervene, Mr. President.